Hello, my name is Tom Longano, and this is Boy Stories. All right, welcome back to the podcast. Boy Stories is in September, and we are done with the Green Book of Stories, so we are going to do something that we've never done before on this podcast. We are going to read a serial story, and a serial story is one that is broken up into different chapters across the episodes of the podcast. Now, I've been busy at work with the Yellow Book of Stories and other projects, so I haven't been able to write this story. So we are actually going to be reading the work of another author on Boy Stories, and I have the author with me right here. You can say hi.
Hi. I'm Jeffrey. A lot of you know me as a student, but I'm also an author.
Yes, you are an author, I guess. Author, you could just say.
But author sounds a little bit more professional. Yes.
Okay, well, people can't see this, but Jeffrey's wearing a tie and a polo shirt and glasses.
Yes, they're my dad's.
Okay, you look very scholarly, Jeffrey.
Well, I thought that'd be fitting to be an author, and I'm a little nervous. I'm pretty nervous for this. Can you see my hand?
Yeah. Wow. His hand is shaking.
It's shaking. I'm terrified.
Well, it's okay, Jeffrey.
This is the first time that anyone's read my stories, and I want them to really like it. And it's a big novel.
Yeah, I was shocked. Why don't I give people a little bit more context before we jump into? Is that okay, Jeffrey?
Yeah, yeah. And I want you to know that I can't see anything right now.
What?
I can't. My dad has a very heavy prescription, and so you look like some sort of a fuzzy monster, and everything looks like I'm in some sort of weird alternate dimension, and I can hardly even see my hand. It's shaking, but I can barely see it.
Okay, well, maybe don't wear the glasses.
I need to wear the glasses because they need to know I'm an auteur. I'm a smart auteur.
Okay. sure. So you can keep wearing the glasses. I'm going to kind of introduce the book. All right. And maybe just take a drink of water and calm down a little bit. It's okay. It's just the podcast, just like normal.
Okay. I just want everyone in the Radio Rainbow to know that I love them.
And, well, let's talk about the story. Okay, so Jeffrey came in today, and he said he had written, I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple episodes back, Jeffrey was helping Mr. L with his novel. So Mr. L was writing a novel in the Green Book of Stories, and he's finished it or what, but the fifth grade boys aren't really the target audience for that one, so we're not going to read any of that one. I did contact him and he hasn't gotten back to me. That's okay. But Jeffrey did say that he was going to write his own novel about Mr. L and kind of help Mr. L out. So I said, sure, go do your novel. And he came back to me after these long summer months with I'm looking at a big three ring binder. It's got all these decorations on the front, and In big letters, it says, Mr. L and the Zombie Alien Apocalypse, : the fifth grade teacher who saved all the peoples of the world. Okay, the letters started off really big, but then they get very small.
Well, I didn't have a lot of room. I started out a little bit too big, so I kind of squished the...
Yeah, I can see that. And so then it says, a novel by Mr. L, and then under that in parentheses, and Jeffrey.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, sorry, did Mr. L write this?
No, I kind of wrote it for him. And
well, has he seen any of it?
No, not yet. I'm kind of nervous to show it to him because I want him to like it. But you could say it was by both of us and mostly him, because I want it to be for him.
Okay, but the author...
The author.
No, the author...
Okay. Auteur, please.
Jeffrey, that's not the way.
Well, that's how I want to say the word, because it makes me feel more intelligent.
Okay, the auteur of a book is normally the one that wrote it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would be you.
Yeah, and Mr. L.
But Mr. L didn't write it.
No, not really at all. Mm-mm. He doesn't really know about it, but he will.
Okay. Well. So I'm just trying to describe what I have in front of me. This is a very big binder. It's bigger than I thought, so it might take quite a few installments. I want everyone to know I have not looked at a word of this before. I understand it was typed, right?
Yeah, so I dictated to my mom, and she typed it, and she printed it out and put in this nice binder for me. And you can see there's a picture right there. There's some of the aliens, and there's some of the zombies.
Yeah, it's illustrated on. There's a whole title page. It's very well detailed.
I tell you, it took a lot of time on it.
Why don't we just jump into it? And so what, how this is going to work is I will open up this binder and I'll just start reading it. And, you know, if there's any sort of clarification, maybe you could jump in, but
I think the story speaks for itself.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see, but I'm glad you're here so we can do this, but, okay. I'm opening it right now and we have, chapter one, Mr. L meets an alien. Once upon a time, there lived a teacher named Mr. L. He lived in a little room beneath his mom's house, which was awesome because even though he was an adult person, he was still allowed to spend time with his mom, who he loved very much. Every day when he got home from teaching, which he was very good at, his mom would be waiting with warm cookies and fresh watermelon. Then he would sit at the table and explain to her all the wonderful things that happened that day at school, like cool things that his students did, and awesome stuff that they learned, like fractions. Then she would say, "I love you, Mr. L. You're the best grown-up in the whole world. Would you like pizza for dinner?" And he'd say, "Yes, I love pizza, but make sure it's Hawaiian pizza because I like the little pineapples." And she would say, "Okay, I'm going to order pizza and it's going to have extra little pineapples just for you." And that happened every night. Jeffrey, sorry, are there aliens in this?
We have to, I'm setting the stage. I gotta set the stage and then you just keep reading, okay?
Sorry, I'll keep reading.
And can you do the voices?
Yeah.
Well, I like it when you do the Mr. L voice. Can you do the voices?
Yeah, I'll do the voices.
Well, you just make sure you're reading it good because I want people to know it's a good story.
All right, well, it's off to a good start. Okay. But Mr. L's awesome life was not just hanging out with his mom and eating little pineapples on pizza. It was even better. He got to go into school every day, where he taught fifth graders at a special school with only boys. Also, he would go in on weekends too, because he wanted to plan lessons or grade papers, or just because he missed it. And he was an adult person, so if he wanted to go to school more than 5 times a week, he could. Mr. L loved making tests and seeing what answers his students got right. He loved giving them wise lectures about everything he knew, which was a lot. He was an expert at every subject. He could long division. He knew about when America was invented by good peoples who hung out together and didn't like British tea, so they decided to start a country. He knew how to spell every word that ever existed. Also, he knew how rocks were formed. And he even knew parts of speech. Not only that, he could read pretty much any book without hesitating or needing to sound anything out. He could just look at a page once and read it immediately. And he could write emails. All right, Jeffrey, is this just a...
You gotta tell the people about the character. I'm giving them the character of Mr. L. Now they understand the character of Mr. L. Now he's gonna go on an adventure. Just keep reading. Keep reading, okay? I don't stop interrupting.
I won't interrupt.
Because people are into the story. You interrupt. They're not gonna...
Okay. No, I'll keep reading. You can calm down.
I just really want them to like it. And the interruptions are really distracting.
Okay. I'll keep reading. And just so everyone knows, as I read, Jeffrey is mouthing some of the words.
Well, I'm saying my favorite parts along with you.
So you're really...
I'm really invested in this story.
Okay. I'm going to keep reading. Most importantly, though, even though Mr. L was super smart and pretty much perfect at teaching his students everything about the world, Mr. L was a good friend. He made little jokes, like about how an acute angle was little and cute, while an obtuse angle was bigger. These jokes helped his students learn and remember things. He would also joke all the time and say things like, "I'm tired," and "Not today, please, please, dear God, not today. Let's just get through this one period, please, without screaming, please." He would pretend to be angry sometimes so that his students would see when they were misbehaving. and he would drink coffee like it was chocolate syrup. And on days when he was feeling especially funny and his students kept screaming for no reason, he would hide in the faculty room and eat everything bagels. Multiple everything bagels. Like, on one occasion, his student Jeffrey walked into the faculty room because he had a spelling question and he saw Mr. L hunched over the table eating an everything bagel with two others also on the table. They were all toasted and buttered, so he wasn't saving any of them for later. He was eating all three bagels at one sitting. When his student Jeffrey asked him, "Are you eating all three bagels at one sitting?" he turned red and said, "No." But then, why would he have buttered and toasted the other ones? Later, after his student Jeffrey brought this up seven more times throughout the day, asking why he had buttered and toasted the other ones, Mr. L told Jeffrey that yes, he ate all three bagels. He said he sometimes does something adult peoples do called stress eating. Jeffrey thought this was hilarious. It's just another example of all of Mr. L's funny and witty little jokes. Okay, Jeffrey, are there aliens in this story?
Yes, the chapter's called Mr. L Meets an Alien, and he's going to meet an alien. You just got to keep reading it, all right? I'm building the character. That's what an auteur does.
Okay, sorry. Mr. L was always there for his students, no matter what. Whenever his student Jeffrey had a question, he would answer it. He had other students besides Jeffrey, like Leo and Timmy and Greg and Albert and Porge and Jake and Charlie, to name a few. They all also asked him questions all the time. And sometimes they were not about school, but were more difficult life questions. Like when his student Jeffrey asked him, "What do you do if you're feeling sad for no reason?" And Mr. L said, "I don't know." Because he wasn't afraid to say that sometimes he didn't know, which is important in a teacher and a friend. So no matter what, even if he didn't know, Mr. L answered those questions, because that's what a good teacher does. And also, he liked answering all the questions, especially when his students like Greg would ask him in the middle of a sentence if Greg could use the bathroom. He didn't care what the question was or when you asked it, because he was more than a good teacher. He was a friend to all, and everyone loved him. Now, one day, after Mr. L had just dismissed his students with a big smile on his face. Oh, wait. Okay, so we're starting.
What are you doing? Stop. Keep reading.
No, I'm excited. We're finally starting the story. I feel like it took a little bit to
keep reading the story.
Okay, yeah, sorry. One day, after Mr. L had dismissed his students with a big smile on his face, and his students skipped happily up to their moms and dads waiting to pick them up in the parking lot, talking excitedly about all the cool, amazing things they learned in school that day, and also talking about how they couldn't wait for all the cool, amazing things that would happen tomorrow, Mr. L went to his big teacher desk and looked at his books. Even though the school day was over for his students, Mr. L got to stay even longer and grade papers and plan more exciting lessons all throughout the afternoon and sometimes into the evening. It was just another part of what made teaching so exciting and special. He never had to leave school. But this day, something weird happened. There was a knock on his door.
"Hello, please," said Mr. L. "Who's there?"
Nothing answered. Instead, there was another knock. Mr. L wasn't afraid of anything, even strange knocks at his door. So he jumped up from his big teacher desk and ran across the room, saying, "I'm not afraid of knocks at my door." And he threw open the door. There, outside the classroom, shivering in the cold, was a little tiny creature. It was green and had round eyes and two antennas that looked like daisies but with purple balls at the end of them. And it had a single pointy tooth and webbed feet and a spiky tail.
"Wow," said Mr. L. "Are you an alien?"
"Yes,"
said the alien in a high and squeaky voice.
"I come in peace."
"Well, come inside," said Miss... Yes, Jeffrey?
I imagine the alien has a little bit more like a, "I came in peace." Like that. Like "Yes, I came in peace." That's how I'm thinking he talks. And you did
well, Jeffrey, I'm not sure if I use a voice like that people understand what the alien...
No, he's like, "Hi, I'm here, I came in peace. My name is an alien and I have a taste of me."
Okay, people can't see this, but Jeffrey's looking at me very seriously.
Well, why? I'm being very serious. He has a sort of like if he were to say his ABCs, he'd be like, "He's an alien, all right? He's an alien. He doesn't talk like a human." Yeah, but when you're telling a story, you got to do a little. Okay, well, I just don't want you to ruin it. You're ruining it.
I'm ruining it?
Yeah, he's not how he talks. He doesn't talk like that. He doesn't say, I come in peace. He says, I come in peace. That's how he talks. Okay, that's how he talks.
All right. I don't know what to say. I'll keep reading it the way that I'm reading it. And what about, we've noted that that's how he talks in your head. So people can hear it that way too.
Okay. Fine. Whatever. Whatever.
Okay. So the alien said, I come in peace. Well, sorry. What if it's like a robot? Like, I come in peace. Is that good?
No, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. That makes me want to throw myself out of this chair and cry.
Okay, I'm somewhat regretting inviting you in while I read it because it,
why? What? No, why? I need to be here.
No, just because I feel like it's a little bit of an interesting dynamic where I don't want to ruin it for you, and I feel like I should just read the story.
Well, read the story then. Why are you stopping?
Okay, reading the story. Come inside, said Mr. L quickly, because he always welcomed any guests into the classroom, whether they were human or not. It's cold out. Here, have some cocoa. So Mr. L sat at his desk, and he continued grading and lesson planning, because he was such a hard-working teacher, while the little green alien sat at Jeffrey's desk and sipped hot cocoa. Mr. L gave him Jeffrey's desk because he figured Jeffrey wouldn't mind. Maybe Greg or Porridge or even Albert might have been mad if he'd had to share his desk with an alien, but Jeffrey was pretty chill about that sort of thing. While the alien was sipping his cocoa, he flipped through some of Jeffrey's notebooks and thought about what a good student Jeffrey was.
Okay, said Mr. L. I'm done grading, so I can talk. What is your name, Mr. Alien, and where do you come from?
My name is Flibbert, said the alien, but you can call me Flib. That's what my alien friends in school call me, but sometimes they tease me and say Flibbly Bibbly can't spell, which isn't true. I can spell just fine. The thing is, I get nervous during tests.
I see, said Mr. L, nodding wisely. Well, Flib, are you a fifth grade alien?
No,
laughed Flibbert.
Of course aliens don't have grades, silly. We live on a planet far, far away, and we go to school because we like it so much, and we never have to change grades or graduate. We're all in the same grade, and the school is orange and looks like a mushroom.
That's really cool, said Mr. L. May I ask, please, how you came to my classroom?
I took my little alien ship,
said Flibbert, but now he got really serious.
Mr. L,
he said,
your planet is in danger. Evil aliens from my planet are coming here on big, nasty ships that have thousands of guns and soar through space like big metal asteroids. They will destroy your planet and everyone you love.
That's terrible, said Mr. L, leaping out of his desk. We have to stop them.
That's why I came,
said Flibbert, finishing his cocoa.
I was seeing if humans were good and worth saving. You have given me cocoa, and notebooks of this student Jeffrey show me that he is a well-behaved young man who works hard and has many friends. This is enough to convince me that your planet is worth saving.
That's wonderful, said Mr. L, with happiness. So what can we do to stop your evil alien warships?
They do not know that I am here,
said Flibbert.
You must tell no one.
Mr. L nodded, and Flibbert nodded back, with both his antennas bouncing.
They will be here in a couple hours,
he explained.
So it's up to you to save the Earth.
But how? Asked Mr. L. Flibbert, you have to tell me what to do.
I cannot tell you,
said Flibbert wisely, closing his big alien eyes.
You must find your strength within yourself, in your heart. Also, here is a level 27 alien laser machine gun blaster, and here are the keys to my special alien fighter ship. The instructions are on a note that I taped to the door of the ship.
Oh, wow, said Mr. L. Thank you, Flibbert.
No problem,
said Flibbert.
Now I must go back to my alien friends, or they will get suspicious.
He put on his space helmet, which was shiny and round, like a silver motorcycle helmet, but without a space for eyes.
Long live the Resistance!
He then ran out of the room, and Mr. L ran after him, but couldn't see anything when he looked out the door. There was a roaring sound and a beam of light, and Mr. L shielded his eyes. He saw a silver torpedo thing shoot up into the stars. then everything was black. So that's the end of chapter one. I guess that's a good hook.
I think everyone's really hooked right now. Everyone really wants to know what happens next.
Yeah, so I guess aliens are attacking Earth. Chapter two, I'm looking here, it says the name of chapter two is Mr. L Meets a Zombie. Okay, so he's met the alien, next he'll meet the zombie. You can let us know about...
Well, please let me know if you like the story. I hope you really like it. I think it's a really good story. I know Mr. Tom, I ruined the voice of Flipper the alien. That's okay. I really ruined it for everyone. Look, I don't know how else I was supposed to read Flibbert the alien. I told you exactly how you should read it. It's okay. It's fine. I'm just going to go home and cry a little bit. It's okay. The chapter two is coming. Mr. L Meets a Zombie. Spoiler alert. It'll be great. Thanks.
All right. Well, I hope everyone's having a great start to the school year. And we will be back next week with more of Jeffrey's great novel, Mr. L and the Zombie Alien Apocalypse, the fifth grade teacher who saved all the peoples of the world.